When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords. This is the Rental Income Podcast. And now, Dan Lane.
I wanted to come on today and do a quick bonus episode because there's something I've been wondering about recently, and I wanted to bring this up on the show, but I didn't think we could make a full episode about it. But I've been wondering what it's going to be like the next time there's a recession. Right now, the economy is strong, and it's been strong for the last couple of years, and it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of vacancy with rentals right now, and rents are going up and unemployment is low. So it's a really good market to be a landlord. But real estate is a cyclical business, and at some point, this is probably going to change. So I want to know what's happened in the past and how landlords have survived previous recessions to see how we can prepare for things going forward. So I wanted to bring on Fleming Schutrumpf to the show. He's been on the podcast before. He was on episode 135 back in November of 2017. So, Fleming, you've been through a couple of recessions, right?
That's correct.
So you were in the recession back. So you started investing back in 98, right?
Yes.
And then you made it through the first recession that was around, like right after 9/11, we had a recession.
Right.
And then the next one was like 2008.
That was the big one.
Yeah. So tell me what happened? Like, did things change at all during the recession? Like, did you have to lower your rents or did you have more vacancy?
You know, I think it depends on the market class one's in. So my market niche is really bread and butter rentals for working class people. And so I'm at the low end of the market. And what I found is actually the rent stayed flat, or maybe there was even some appreciation, because what I saw is in the really kind of marginal neighborhoods, and every block there'd be three or four boarded up houses. And those people who got evicted by the sheriff out of their foreclosed house had to live somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so there was definitely a lot of families kind of coming together where three generations would live under one roof, but there was still more demand in my market segment.
Okay.
Which kept my rents pretty stable. What I saw, though, I had friends who were in the luxury penthouse business, where the luxury penthouse was renting for $4,000 a month. And when that renter got laid off and couldn't afford a $4,000 mortgage payment, they would move down to something that's $1,600 a month. That
right.
created real downward price pressure in those A-class rentals.
You know, that makes me feel good because my rentals are kind of in the same market that you're in, like that working class B-class neighborhood. So that makes me feel good that rents should be stable. And I mean, no one knows what's going to happen in the future with the next recession, but judging on what's happened the last two recessions, it sounds like you got out of there without any real problems. Right?
Yeah, I actually had a lot of people tell me, what are you doing? Real estate is dead and it'll never come back. But in the segments I was working in, I didn't see the problem as much, and appreciation went away. So people who thought that speculative buying was a good way to go, they didn't see the appreciation that they might have been wishing for.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of just making my mortgage payments and keeping things trucking along, the underlying asset value went through the toilet, but
right.
the rent stayed flat, as did my mortgage payments. So it worked out for me.
So was it actually an opportunity because rents were cheaper, or because the values were cheaper, that you were able to buy more houses at a cheaper price?
Yes. I wish you had a time machine and could just transport me back there, because I would buy everything I could afford right now.
Yeah.
In fact, back then I was able to buy at multiples where on a $40,000 house, I could get $800 in rent, where now to get, you know, higher rents, let's say $1,200 a month would be the normal rent for that kind of place. But the house is now $160,000. So the multiple is dramatically different.
Now, how about keeping cash on hand? How do you feel about that? You know, because I'm always thinking, all right, well, you know, maybe if we have a recession at some point, it might be good to have cash on hand. But whenever I have cash on hand, I'm tempted to buy another rental. So how do you deal with that? Like, do you have a hard time holding on to cash?
I have kind of a squirrel mentality. So I really believe in having a stash of emergency funds stashed away and to never spend my last dollar.
Right.
And I think that differentiates me from the tenants in these marginal neighborhoods who are always kind of living hand to mouth. But I'm with you, Dan. When there's a great deal, I want to buy it.
Yeah.
And I think my biggest regret during the 2008 recession is I had a long time salary job. I had been there for 11 years. And I should have left there to be able to liquidate my 401k. I was only able to borrow up to half of the value of my 401k to buy property. And I left a lot of money on the table by not just liquidating my 401k and buying everything I could back then.
Yeah. I mean, if we could only go back in time, like you said, that would be really awesome. Well, Fleming, thank you so much for coming on. I think this makes me feel better that a recession isn't something we should maybe be scared of, but maybe look at this as an opportunity the next time that there is some kind of a recession or hiccup in the economy.
But I think we're in that same climate right now where things are doing well and eventually it won't be. And we don't know when. And that could be 5 years away. That could be 18 months away. Or it could be, you know, even longer away. And we just don't know.
Fleming, if someone wants to read your book, I know you've written a book a while back. Tell us where we can find it and what your book's about.
Yes, you can find it on Amazon.com. And it's called Buy Your First Investment Property Fast. And it's written by me, Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G, Schutrump, S-C-H-U-T-R-U-M-P-F. And it's really about novice investors getting started easily. And so it has a lot of the procedural advice of what to do to be successful in real estate. But what I think makes it different and special and more readable is it's got a lot of personal anecdotes and also a lot of things about the positive mindset we need to overcome our doubts and to really be successful. Because we all have friends and family who are well-meaning and they're trying to protect us from disappointment by telling us something can't be done or is it possible or those kind of deals aren't found. But if you really have a positive attitude and you go out there every day looking for a good deal, it's only a matter of time until you find one. And I think that's most important. All the successful people I know have a great attitude.
I totally agree. Attitude is so important. Well, Fleming, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Dan Lane. We'll be back next Tuesday with a new episode. And this has been a bonus episode of the Rental Income Podcast.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.